Read something from Jude, and I'm just going to share fairly briefly, and then Joel will share. So Jude, I'll start in verse 4. Certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Now it goes on to describe what these men are like. Okay, so I'm going to start in verse 10. These speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they do know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. They have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit and have perished in the rebellion of Korah. So the thing that I've been thinking about is one of the characteristics of what these men who come and they preach a false grace in the church, it says they've gone in the way of Cain. And I was thinking about what is the way of Cain? And so I wanted to look at that. And we'll start in Revelation chapter 4. Or Genesis chapter 4, sorry. Okay, chapter 4, verse 1. Now Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time, his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, and he did not respect Cain and his offering. Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be on the earth. Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth, and it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. The Lord said to him, therefore whoever kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. A few things I want to point out here is it says that Cain brought an offering to the Lord. And it says that Abel brought the firstborn of his flock. So Cain's just brought an offering. Abel brought his best. And I think it's important for us when we're bringing our, what do we bring to the Lord? We bring our living sacrifice, our lives. And we don't want to just bring an offering. We need to bring our best. And it wasn't that, you know, Cain only brought fruit and Abel brought, you know, a lamb because, oh, there's blood. It wasn't about that. It was, we can see in verse 4 that the Lord, the reason why the offering was accepted was because the Lord respected Abel. And because he respected Abel, then he accepted his offering. And in verse 5 it says he did not respect Cain. So we see, you know, Cain, they were both religious. Cain was a religious person. He's bringing an offering to the Lord. But you can see that it wasn't his best, and there was something going on in his heart. He was coming to bring an offering to the Lord, but there was something wrong with his heart because the Lord didn't respect him. And we see here that, you know, Cain was then, it says, his Cain became angry and his countenance fell. It's interesting, our countenance can really tell a story. If you think of the time when you first, you know, repented and the Lord filled your life with joy, your countenance was just shining bright, and it should be ever increasing, you know, from glory to glory. But our countenance can tell a story. And if someone, you know, is practicing sin and weighed down with sin and chains, their countenance is fallen. And you can just sense there's a death upon their life. But Cain became angry because his offering wasn't accepted, rather than humble himself. And the Lord, you know, gave him an opportunity to confess when, even after he killed his brother. You know, I don't believe that this was a sudden, they were in a conversation and in the heat of the moment, he, you know, it says in the process of time, you know, they were talking, and that anger towards his brother just kept growing and growing. And you know, he developed that, and he had a plan. You know, that murder started developing because of the hatred towards his brother. And even when the Lord said, you know, where is Abel, your brother? He had an opportunity to confess, humble himself, say, I did this, I repent. Then he's like, am I my brother's keeper? It's more like, you know, blame someone else. You know, someone else should be watching it. You should have been watching out for him. So let's look in Hebrews 11, verse 4. It says, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Abel was righteous because he had faith, and he offered a more excellent sacrifice by faith. He gave his best. And let's finish off in 1 John chapter 3. It explains clearly what was going on here. And we'll start in verse 10. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. I just want to stop there for a minute. Do you see that there's two groups of people? There's only two, children of God or children of the devil. There's nothing in between. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. And it says, whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. You see that practicing righteousness is an indication of whose child, or what you're practicing is an indication of whose child you are. If you're practicing righteousness, you're a child of God. If you're practicing sin, then you're not a child of God. You're a child of the devil. That's what the Bible says here. And then it says, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brothers were righteous. So his works didn't become evil after he murdered his brother. His works were already evil. Why did he murder him? Because his works were evil. And his brothers were righteous. And he became envious of his brother and became jealous. And then, you know, this anger and this hatred started to stir up. That's why Jesus says, you know, you've heard that it was said you shall not murder. But then Jesus said, I say you should not be angry with your brother. You know, don't call him a fool. Because if we do that, that's the sin is the same. It's all sin. And murder begins in the heart. You know, I've heard people say, you know, they have never murdered anybody. And these coworkers says, oh, you know, I could, you know, in my heart, you know, I could just murder him or wow, you know, you don't see it as serious as the actual act. But God sees it. So then it says here, do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. Now we're tying this verse in. I'm going to read verse 12 again because it's tying it into to Cain and Abel here. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. Why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Don't marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. I'm going to say here, he who does not love his brother abides in the way of Cain. It's the way of Cain. You don't love your brother. You practice wickedness. That's the way of Cain. Sometimes we can focus on, okay, well, he didn't, the offering that he brought wasn't good. Yes, we need to bring our best. We need to bring our lives as our first fruits to the Lord. But the evidence is, are we practicing righteousness? Do we love one another? That is the key. Do we have love for one another? Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Again, referencing to Cain, he who hates his brother. He hated his brother before he murdered him. By this we know love. Now, this is the opposite here. Someone who walks in the way of Cain murders his brother. Now, we can do that with our tongue. We can kill, we can throw stones with our tongue. Okay? But he who walks in the way of the Spirit slays himself. Let's read that. I heard that from a brother. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. There's the difference. We're not slaying others. We're laying down our life as Jesus laid down his life. That's the difference between walking in the way of Jesus and walking in the way of Cain. So I just wanted to emphasize that. And I'll just read here in Matthew 5. I'll read this quickly. It says in verse 23, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. I thought of Cain there because he went to go to bring his sacrifice to the altar, but he had anger in his heart and his works were evil. So we can't come, let's say, come to fellowship or come and, let's say we're going to praise the Lord or sing or, just pray in our quiet times and have something against a brother or sister. We need to first be reconciled, make it right, and then come and offer your gift, not as Cain did. It's all about love. Love is the fulfillment of the law. It's the royal law. It's about laying down our life for one another. And, as in Jude, those people that came, see, when you're walking in the way of Cain, you're going to bring a false gospel because you can't bring the true gospel because you're condemning yourself. So you're going to twist the gospel and say, grace is just going to cover over it all. Meanwhile, we're walking in rebellion or walking in sin because we can't preach the truth. And so we twist the gospel. And so those that come and bring that type of grace, it's a grace where you can just practice lewdness and so on. The gospel is going to change. So we have to be careful. And we need to be, it says, walk circumspectly, carefully in this world. But let's love our one another and focus on the main commandments, loving the Lord with all our heart and loving our neighbor, loving our brethren, the way Christ loved us. Not slaying others, but let us slay ourselves and pick up our crosses. Amen.